honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
We are all so busy, so time crunched, but everyone has 10 minutes. And let me tell you, if you need some ideas to get fit and feel great, I have got the right thing for you. We've got the Fit Bottom Girls Anti-Diet 10-Minute Fixes to get the body you want and a life you'll love. Jennifer Walters and Erin Whitehead join us now.
Hi, we're so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you on. This is such a great book, and you are the founders of the popular site Fit Bottom Girls. Now, I'm working on getting a fit bottom. I'm getting there, I think. Right, Andrea? Am I getting close?
You are good. You work out a lot, and you go on a lot of walks with your dogs and stuff. So I'm sure Jennifer and Erin can give you some great tips.
Hey, as long as you're trying and moving, we already consider you a fit bottom girl. So you're already there.
Exactly.
All right. Fit bottoms come in all shapes and sizes.
Oh, I like that. All right, then I'm in. What I love about what you gals do is I love that it's an anti-diet. Erin, why don't you expand on this?
Yeah, the anti-diet. Jen and I have always said, you know, diet's a four-letter word. Like, we are not into counting calories and depriving ourselves of, you know, stuff that we really like. And we've always said that it's about, you know, finding the healthy things that you really love and embracing those and, you know, not really trying to do the things that make you miserable. You know, if you hate to run, we don't want you to, you know, think you have to run a marathon to be considered fit. You know, if you love chocolate, we think that you should be able to incorporate that along with all the healthy foods that you eat on a, you know, hopefully daily basis. So, you know, we've been just anti-deprivation and just more about embracing what you actually love to do.
So, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about what the book is about in terms of, like, are there recipes, are there meal plans, are there exercise routines?
Yeah, we have a little bit of everything in the book. So we basically took all of the life lessons that we've learned and that we've learned through working with our readers on fitbottomgirls.com and put it into kind of a definitive guide on how to be a fit bottom girl. So there are 10 principles to being a fit bottom girl, like love yourself, move your body, ditch the diet drama, that sort of stuff. Each chapter is a principle. And then along with each principle, we have 10-minute fixes to help you embrace that principle. Because what we've really learned is that, you know, people want to make huge changes, but they're not sure how to make huge changes. And so we give them, like, little itty-bitty things they can do, you know, every single day or weekly to help them reach their goals. And then the idea is you kind of use the book as a reference after you're done reading it, and you just keep incorporating these small changes that eventually add up to, you know, really big, big changes in the long run.
What I love about, you know, the concept of you ladies, I was reading your bios and, you know, Jennifer, I see that you're a certified personal trainer, and Erin, when I was reading it, you, like, you're bringing the normal gal approach, you know, to living this healthy lifestyle. And it reminded me of when I started my company. I have two companies in the natural and organic world, and my partner for 15 years, her name is Randy. That was kind of our whole thing, is I was the nutritionist. I was the one that was into the healthy living. And she was that regular, everyday, you know, person that people could relate to in terms of doing it. How do you find that's kind of, I guess, helped your brand in terms of, you know, approaching people? How do you find people? I guess people would love it. That's what I would think. But I'd love to hear kind of your, you know, feedback.
Yeah, I think it really helps make it accessible, because I think sometimes when people hear, like, oh, Jen's a personal trainer and she's certified, I think people can be like, oh, well, she just loved it, you know? And I think being kind of the non, you know, certified person kind of made it be like, oh, well, this is a normal gal. Maybe she doesn't live and breathe it, but she also, you know, can really incorporate healthy living and exercise and not have it take over her life. Jen is not one of those crazy personal trainers or anything, and I think she's very balanced in what she brings. But yeah, I think people like that normal approach. And that's also funny, because now that we've, you know, been doing Fit Bottom Girls for so long, I'm actually in the process of studying to become certified. So I hope to still bring that normal girl approach. But yeah, I'm actually kind of getting some education under my belt too now.
I love that you say that, Erin. I always say to Randy, like in the beginning, if Randy were here in, you know, on the interview with us, she would say, that happened to me. It's inevitable, right, Jennifer? It's through osmosis. Once we start living healthier and we're so excited and we're passionate and we're sharing what we know, eventually it was going to happen, Erin. I mean, there was once you teamed up with Jennifer, there was no way out. I have to be honest.
I know. It's true. It's so true. We do so many reviews on the website too that, you know, sometimes it helps to have a little bit of extra knowledge so that you can say like, hey, there, you know, this move, this workout DVD is really not being done correctly and they're not queuing properly. So there's also a little bit of street cred, but yeah, we're very normal. I like to think of ourselves as very normal.
I like that. Well, Jennifer, why don't you give us one of the 10-minute fixes from the book?
Oh my gosh, there are a million. Well, actually, there are like 100. But one of my absolute favorites, and my favorite seems to kind of change every day, but we have one that's the very first one in the book, and it is called, it is all about breaking up with your scale. So a lot of women have, a really kind of love-hate relationship with a scale, where they step on it, they see a number, and then that number determines their mood and their outlook for the entire day. Either it's a great day because they see a number that they love, or it's a number that they don't agree with, and then they go through kind of like this whole, you know, oh my gosh, I'm not worthy, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not enough, blah, 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 and that bleeds over and kind of ruins the entire day and the mindset of the entire day and makes you miserable. So the fix is basically to hide your scale. You don't have to, like, you know, office space it, like in a field or anything and, like, destroy it, but... definitely like put it in a closet, put it under the bed and just be like, I'm only going to look at you once a week, and then write yourself a little note in this 10 minutes that just says, I'm more than the number on the scale and here's why. And just really write your heart. And then anytime you have that desire to go weigh yourself, because I know I used to be a chronic yo-yoer before, way before FBG, kind of how FBG kind of started with my passion for being more than the number on the scale. You know, really remind yourself that you are more than the number on the scale, and that when you're drawn to, you know, weigh yourself 3 times a day or something, just bring out the piece of paper, read through what you wrote, and then just know, like, hey, I got this. There's more important things in life, and I should be directing my energy towards something else and putting my happiness in something that is more than a number that fluctuates because you know, haven't gone to the bathroom or you had too much salt the day before, or whatever the case may be.
Ladies, I have a question. As you know, I was looking at your website. You know, the name of, I'd love to know how you came up with the name of your website, Fit Bottom Girl. So what if we're like a fit midsection girl? Would we still be able to, you know, go on the website and check it out and you know, experience it?
Absolutely. Jen, you can go into how you came up with it. Oh my gosh. So Erin and I had been doing all of this brainstorming because we knew we wanted a website. We kind of had our mission in place. And we were just looking for a really fun and sassy and a name that just told you, like, clearly we're not being super serious here, you know, like we're here to have a good time. And so I was sitting at a Royals baseball game with my husband, and all of a sudden it just, like, popped in my brain. I was just like, oh, Fit Bottom Girls. It's like Fit Bottom Girls, but Fit Bottom Girls. And so I text Erin immediately and kind of had that, like kind of nervous, like, oh my gosh, this could be it feeling. I hope she likes it, you know. And Erin loved it, and I mean, and we were like, okay, that's it. You know, came up with the tagline, keeping a lid on the junk in the trunk. And people who, you know, who hear it seem to remember it and get it and think it's fun, which is our point.
And I think at the end of the day, ladies, I mean, it is about having fun and not taking ourselves too seriously. And I think people also respond to fun and humor. So thank you so much for being on our show today. This was a really fun interview.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
If you'd like to learn more about Jennifer and Erin, you can visit their website at fitbottomedgirls.com, and that's bottomed E-D, girls.com. You can also follow them at Twitter at fitbottomedgirl. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. It goes by so quickly, doesn't it, Lisa? Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.